Yeah, the Mrs. Fields store. That's what they were. They were like rest stop places. Really? That's how I remember them. I started the episode, by the way.
Okay.
We're just, we're going to get cruising.
We're having some of Adam's Italian cookies.
Yeah. Dude, your hair looks amazing.
Thanks, man. I just bought women's shampoo.
You're starting to look like the clown from Spawn.
Dude, my shit's been laid. I got deep conditioner.
Yeah.
My shit, look, feel that? You see that?
Mm-hmm. I see a bounce.
You see it's the bounce?
Great. I see a little bounce.
Voluminous. Yeah.
It's voluminous, brother.
Yeah. It's really because it's like you're not bald.
I know. I forgot how not bald I was.
You're really not a bald guy. I mean, there's like your hair is kind of shitty in the front, but
right. I have shitty front hair.
Yeah, that's it.
But I'm a man of hair, is what I remember.
Yeah, I'm a man of hair.
Yeah, I've been looking at different bald hairstyles that I want to really like. The Frasier.
Yeah,
when he had his shit combed all the way back, but he was bald up front. I want to do that.
It's a great look. Tony Soprano.
Tony. So it's gonna. I'm gonna go Frasier.
Yeah.
Into bald ponytail.
Yeah.
And then once the bald ponytail era is over, we're going Tony Soprano for at least a year or so.
As long as get to where you can braid it, then let it go.
Bro, of course. Should I get bald in cornrows? Yes. Hell yeah. That
you
was a
get
great.
Just big two dreads on either side.
Yeah, Coolio. Yeah.
Some Kansas City shit.
One of my favorite moments of high school was getting my hair braided and feeling a girl's breasts and pussy. Her pussy warmth on my shoulder.
Yeah.
We're live?
What did it feel like?
It felt awesome.
This for the first time ever, we're hearing what pussy feels like. If you're joining us.
It was really warm. Her pussy was very warm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A girl that braided my hair in high school.
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
There was definitely, I don't know, did you guys have long-haired white boys in Virginia?
I mean, Jamel? A little bit.
Because there was definitely, every black girl in my high school wanted to braid my hair.
Yeah.
Every single one. And I let the one with the biggest titties do it.
I did the
so
same.
So I could feel it on my neck.
The cool thing about having long hair as a teenager is you get guys that are like 37 who are like losers. They're like, man, I used to have hair like that. Just bald. I used to look just like you. And you like you both work like stocking yogurt at the grocery store.
He's and actually like, your subordinate.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm never going to end up like that guy. And then you end up like that guy. And you're like, fuck.
The circle of life.
Yeah. And then there's some 17-year-old and you're like, you know, I used to fucking, there was guys who were like me, and they would give me shitty advice.
Yeah, but I'm different. I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I'm not like one of those losers.
Nah, the difference, I'm not like that guy because I used the computer. So I can relate to you. Whatever you're doing on your phone, it's the exact same thing as the shit I was doing on the computer 15, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We're the same.
We're the same.
You're playing Math Blaster.
I literally found myself thinking about a middle school basketball game today where I scored.
About
like,
your performance in it?
I had, because I saw a guy wearing the Iversons. You know the Iversons that zipped up?
Oh, yeah.
I think the fours, yes. That's what I wore in middle school. I saw him in Astoria Park. He was wearing those. And I'm instantly thinking about putting up 16 against, I don't remember who it was, one of those fucking rich schools in.
Oh, so
maybe
it was
Gilman?
Like, it was like for socialism, too.
It was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it at the time, but our school was played in the like rich, like the private league for some reason.
Because it was
and
small?
Not the Baltimore City.
Because you were so good.
No, no.
You were so good.
I think
rich.
I think it's because
they had a golden basketball that they were allowed to play with.
Stop, if you were good at basketball, that shit would have, the streets would have gotten you, man.
It would have been so funny.
I was
if
good,
you,
but I stopped growing at 5'7".
If you still were just like amazing at basketball, but you looked the way you do, like you could dunk.
Oh, dude, I literally have dreams about that.
Yeah.
Like if I could steal someone's powers, like Monstar style.
Oh, for one dunk.
Mm-hmm.
For one dunk.
Imagine watching Stav dunk.
It would be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I dream about it.
If you could, you'd fuck all your shit up on the way down.
Exactly.
Land.
Yeah. My shit would explode.
Hobble yourself off one windmill.
But it would be worth it.
True.
This is new.
That it's been here for like 6 months.
No,
well, we're Adam has some gay porn on his own.
We're never not gay porn.
He added the dicks
it's
later.
Not gay porn.
We're never lying on Scott.
It's not gay.
What
porn.
What is that? Gary Larson.
It's a lady. Some like I
no,
think a lady drew it.
Garina Larson.
I don't know
trans,
her name.
What's the trans version of Gary?
I think Garina.
Yeah.
Or maybe Rye.
Rye.
Just take the last two letters.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. I knew there's a trans comedian named Rye,
and see?
They were Ryan, I think.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
And it's weird. When I met them, they were like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They were just cross-dressing at the time.
They were, puberty. Trans puberty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They were just wearing dresses and eyeliner and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. It's tempting.
Before you get titties and hormones and stuff.
My reaction always is to be like, nice guy. You know, whenever somebody I just sort of casually know comes up that I don't have anything bad to say about.
Right.
But not really friends with the person either.
Of course.
But just because I feel like even mentioning somebody in any context is kind of negative if it comes out of my mouth.
Right. For you to give a minor compliment is neutral.
Not even a compliment, just to mention somebody.
Right. No. Yeah. What I'm saying is you have to minorly compliment them to make it neutral.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise.
I'm like, do you know that guy, Eric? People are like, what the fuck? What did he do?
Yeah.
You know.
People just assume you're smiling knowingly when you say their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we cut something out of the episode. The
Prince of Darkness.
We got Jamel here as well. What's up, Big Melzer?
Not shit, man. Just had to come up here, you know. Farrakhan reached out, told me to holler at y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I've been an intermediary.
They keep trying to cancel him, and it won't happen.
No.
You can't get him.
He's impenetrable.
His shades are too
good. They tried to get him through Nick Cannon, which is such a funny way to get Farrakhan.
Yeah, that's like when Al Capone got for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being friends with... You can't get canceled for being friends with Nick Cannon.
Yeah. They're going to get him on fax evasion.
Well, the thing is, Farrakhan's been
talking about the Jade.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, that's why he can't be canceled, because he makes some really good points about certain people.
That's the thing. It's like, if he said anything that was technically untrue, maybe you could cancel.
No, that's not why.
But it's
no, I don't think it's that. I mean,
you can't cancel somebody for saying reality.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I think it's more because Farrakhan's been doing the same act, you know, his entire career. He's never like used to say that, you know, Jews have amassed too much power and wealth. Mm-hmm. He's been saying it his whole career.
Are you saying somebody can get canceled for not changing their act?
I think you can't get canceled.
He stays true to who he is.
I think if he tried to change his act, then people could dredge up old stuff and say, now you're canceled.
It'd be funny if Louis Farrakhan tried to be woke.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I know, but it would be very funny to see that.
Yeah.
I agree. I would love it.
He'd be like, maybe it's time to shut up and listen to Indian women.
I would love that. I would love to see Louis Farrakhan with, like, try and talk to aspiring. Like, a girl from, like, Brown who's trying to get into sketch comedy.
I'm gonna do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a megaphone and just march down Fulton and be like, hire more Indian women. To write for Netflix. Yeah, we're out here to get more Indian women jobs on Netflix comedy series. I'm an activist, and I'm trying to make sure that more Brahmin Indian women have access to the entertainment.
Oh, you want, it's got to be them.
They have to be.
Well, you want the top, isn't that the top? Or?
It is the top.
The top cast, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I knew a guy that was that style of guy, Brahmin.
Was he a sultan of some sort?
No, he was just a piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah.
It was funny because he was like a lacrosse bro, but he was like an Indian, like came from like Indian royalty.
I've been watching.
Bro, I'll fuck you up, dude. Like he talked like that.
Like Jafar?
Yeah, and I think he might have raped somebody.
Was he more of a Jafar or a sultan type? More of a Jafar.
You're Jafar saying more of a Jafar.
The sultan was just useless. He didn't know
he was
shit.
Cute, though.
He was kind of like, a stuttering old fool.
He was cute. He was had the right proportions. I think he was the sexiest guy in
his
Aladdin.
Daughter was sexier than his.
You'd want that body.
Daughter.
You'd want that height.
Just like you 20 years from now.
We'll all say who we are in Aladdin. You can be the Sultan. Adam's Jasmine.
I'm Aladdin.
I'm the Sultan.
I'm Aladdin.
Adam's Jasmine.
I'm Aladdin.
It's too late. I already said it.
I'm the Sultan in a version of Aladdin where he get she's not Jasmine's not his daughter but a girl that he fucks.
Yeah, and that's Adam.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No. If his soul is trapped in the body I'm fucking, that's okay with me.
I'm Aladdin. Nick is the carpet.
No.
No.
Who's the nigga who loses his bitch? Who's the one who loses
Jasmine? You overshot.
Huh?
Who's the dude who loses Jasmine?
Nobody.
Is there a guy at the front?
Nobody?
Nobody. She's taking suitors. They're all the people that show up.
Yeah, her pussy is like open for business.
You're like you're an earl or some shit, yeah. And you're like, I have to fucking travel 6,000 miles into the desert.
I got to get an elephant. Yeah.
On camelback.
I got to ride in on an elephant to try to get this royal pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Jasmine was worth it.
I'm the genie.
Dude, she is.
Yeah.
I'm clearly the genie.
No, Jamel's the genie.
No.
How am I the genie?
Because it's the African American character.
I don't make shit happen.
It's Robin Williams. It's the suicidal character.
It's a black. It's a black.
It's a schizophrenic suicidal guy.
Black people are green in cartoons.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Wait, Roger wasn't. Roger wasn't black.
Yeah, Roger wasn't black. That's true. He was a ginger.
Nah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Hey, Doug. You think Roger was a red bone?
Roger was black.
I heard Doug say the N-word. I found some of Doug's tweets from when he was 9,
yeah.
And he said the N-word. Patty, you should give me some pussy now.
In history class, we learned what they used to do to green people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm an asshole. It's internalized anti-Indian woman hatred.
Yeah. Serious.
Oh, fuck.
I remember when Patty had an eating disorder.
For real?
And damn, at the end of the episode, she had to do it like to the audience, like,
having an eating disorder is bad. If you don't like eating lunch to be pretty, talk to somebody.
I think that's what she sounded
she
like.
She did sound like she worked at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Patty,
how you doing,
after
Doug?
The events of Doug,
yeah,
she's just would be horrible.
Yeah.
She'd have like 3 kids. She would look tough.
Right. Uh-huh. Just trying to hang out and be one of the... No kids. She's going to be one of those women that cruises into her like late 30s.
Oh, I can see that.
And hanging out all the time. An alcoholic.
Yes.
You know?
Actually, like, from afar, it looks like teen her. But if you got close, it's like a Ren and Stimpy close-up.
And she's burying her loneliness because none of her guy friends will want anything.
Yeah. She committed too hard to being one of the guys.
I'm cool. I'll suck everybody
now
off.
That I think about it, Adam's sort of the Patty man.
Adam's a lot like Patty.
I don't know
why. In Aladdin, Adam's Patty.
Yeah, I'm kind of more of a Doug funny.
Adam Mayonnaise. No.
Mayo ass Adam.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Jamel.
He's like, hey,
Jamel,
what?
That word.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Adam Mayonnaise. I love spending money.
That word mayonnaise has a lot of history behind it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Adam Mayonnaise is Shelbyville Adam that's not Jewish.
Yeah.
I love spending money.
I love spending money and being generous.
I've seen 3 movies, but I definitely have thought a lot about them. And I can talk about them in depth. And what else would Shelbyville?
You're saying that I see a lot of movies, but I don't know anything about them.
Right,
right. You just do sort of book like third grade book reports.
Shut up. You know,
you're like the guy. It's great. The guy went to the place.
That's not true at all. You just think whenever I say something smart, you think that I stole it.
Here's the thing: the
critics.
I don't think you say anything smart,
right?
We're before.
Oh,
that.
So it's beyond.
It's beyond that.
Okay.
Now you don't have to make this about you. We could just talk about Shelbyville.
You
Adam.
Made it about me.
No, I didn't. I was talking about a fictional character named Adam Mayonnaise.
Uh-huh. Clearly, we talk about a new fictional character. There's a movie out right now called Black Adam. It's a new It's a new DC Comics.
It stars The Rock.
Yes, starring The Rock.
I was trying to get him an audition name.
They didn't. I just wanted to get in the room to play Black Adam.
Were you going to do it in blackface?
No, I would have brought a different level to the character. Actually, I would have accepted the role, and then I would have rejected it because Jenny Slate would have inspired me.
Right, for her voice acting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do you show up to that with a do-rag on?
Of course I do, Jamel.
Yeah.
Good.
That's true.
I get a Puerto Rico flag fitted over an untied do-rag.
I learned on the Refinery 29 Instagram page.
It's your favorite Instagram.
I'm not allowed to wear a do-rag. That's how you support Black Lives Matter, is you make sure you don't wear a do-rag.
What if you want waves?
Yeah. Well,
I was thinking about that.
You're not
waves.
Allowed to know what waves are. That's anti-Black Lives Matter.
Fair.
You got to get a
knowledge. Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what that is.
I want waves, dude.
Yeah.
You got to get a brush and just be constantly brushing it forward.
I was jealous of the constant brushing.
You gotta sleep with the brush in your hand.
Waves, as far as I know, it stands for white slaves.
White slaves.
I don't know. I think that's a good idea, actually, but I don't know anything else about it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it would be good.
It'd be funny if you're talking about how like Barack Obama would make white slavery happen. And
right.
It does happen, but then white people still own all the white slaves.
That would be right. Yeah.
That would be great.
That's basically Walmart, right?
No, don't they pay people fairly?
No.
I don't think they do.
I thought they did.
They famously don't.
Then one of the places does. One of the
Costco. Costco pays fairly.
Do they?
Yes. And they give good benefits.
And they got those fucking little chicken bakes.
Yeah.
Those shits go off.
They're dude, so good.
Costco, there's so much good shit at Costco.
The chicken bakes are next fucking level.
I don't know what
when
chicken bakes
introduced
are.
Those.
That's what? This is another part of just black people stuff that I...
No,
it's out of Refinery 29 has taught me that I am not allowed to know about.
No, it's not a black.
It's chicken not bake, black dog. I'm
it's not
chicken,
a black
thing. Chicken heads. I don't know what these are.
The chicken only heads. Know, you could get chicken heads if you have enough chicken bakes.
The only thing I know how to say is I'm bake. Sorry, uh-huh. Dude. The fucking that kid who went and murdered people and
yeah
he is so funny looking. I can't Absolutely. Stop looking
He's
at pictures.
17.
He's literally a dumbass child.
Yeah. But he volunteers at the police.
Yeah, he's like.
I mean, he looks
he
like
loves
he's,
them look, so much.
He looks like he's going to grow up and look like Bill Dotrieve.
Yeah.
In like maybe
in jail.
3 years.
In jail.
Is he going to jail? I thought they gave him the key to the city.
Yeah, they made him the mayor.
I think
yeah.
They finally arrested him, right?
Yeah, at his fucking house. This motherfucker.
They let him go home.
His mom drove him
to
do
kill
murder.
People?
In across state lines,
did
he lived
she
in
get
Illinois.
Arrested? Did she get arrested?
I don't know, but that's fucked. And also, I'm jealous of how supportive his mother was.
It's crazy yeah. that people are saying he's like an American hero,
dude.
Like Ann Coulter said,
that's insanity.
That's
he's
just,
like a white supremacist that just fucking shot protesters.
I mean, like he's a murderer.
It's wild.
I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say this is the last white thing I'm doing.
You said that last time.
Nah, this is it.
Dude, we're gonna pull
Finish
you
your
back.
Point.
In.
I just want to make everybody.
Godfather
make sure everybody
3.
Knows.
We're Godfather, your you Godfather 3. Al Pacino every time, brother.
No
just
more.
Just when you think you're out,
no
we're pulling
more.
You back in.
If Adam mentions Wave Grease to me one more time,
I didn't bring that up.
I'm just going. I just want it on record.
And Jamel, this is not a white thing. We don't think of this as a white thing, and we're on the record. We've said this many times that our writers' room is entire women of color.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
You
Everybody's from Bahrain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all Persian Gulf women.
That's a good style of person. The Persian Gulf, they got some sexy type motherfuckers over there. Some Aladdins and Jasmines.
Mm.
It's hot.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Have you guys ever jacked off to like
Mia Khalifa?
Oh, big time.
Sure. She's a Wizards fan.
I wouldn't.
Had to.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot in here.
Yeah. I don't have AC in
Why
the
Why don't you have AC,
center.
Man?
Because there are bars on that window.
Take them down.
So I have
take
to put...
Who the fuck's going to get into
take
there?
Take them down.
So I have to put the
you
AC
said,
on.
You said, I...
Hold on
let's do the podcast at my place.
Yeah. I agreed to flip the room back around. He was
right.
like, no, it's fine.
It's fine. It won't be too hot.
Fully Adam's fault.
Fucking Adam.
Again.
Yeah. That's kind of... Jasmine behavior. We've come to expect.
We come to expect. What are you, a dumbass, a baby now?
That's what I
expect. I expect that. From Adams, gay ass.
Yeah.
I guess babies say gay and ass regular.
Yeah. His first word was gay ass.
Gay ass motherfucker.
I want motherfucker.
My gay
You're
ass.
You're gay, motherfucker.
I want my. I want my binky. My
All right,
gay ass binky.
What are y'all talking about? I just got the AC going.
It's already instantly better.
Yeah.
Why
really?
Wasn't it on before?
Why wasn't it on?
It was on in this room, but not in the second room.
Come on, man.
And because it's probably
From
Jamel
now on,
turned
You know
it off.
Who wouldn't do
by
this?
The time
Shelbyville Adam.
Well, by the time me Ugh. And Stav get here, that AC should be blasted.
I had
hours.
It. I had the board set up nicely.
Dead
I put,
the board was nice.
I
I'll
put headphones
that.
And a mic in
It
each
looked
chair.
Really cute, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah, I cleared off the table. I wanted to make it nice.
Dead of winter, that AC's blasted.
Why do you
Dude,
like
I love,
it cold in general?
I love, I've been taking cold showers.
Okay.
I love it now. It took like a week to get used to, But now, first thing in the morning, hopping in there.
Now, let me ask you something, Jamel. You think that's... I thought that was a fat guy thing. You don't like it cold?
Cold showers?
I mean, I like it all right. 72. Mm-hmm. I mean, my baseline... My parents refused to use the AC.
His parents are from Africa.
Africa level.
Yeah. Well, Greece is humid. Mm-hmm. It's hot as shit in Greece. No one has AC in Greece, but I came over to the fucking the other side.
It was wet and ready.
I'm fucking pumping my shit at 60. I usually do 69 because it's funny, but I probably like it 68. Mm-hmm. I like it chilly.
Like a Nancy the Spider.
Yeah, people love their heritage temperatures. That's what if you're ever trying to like impress like a Persian woman. Just blow sand in her eyes.
Okay, that's not really a temperature.
That's not a temperature,
It's a climate.
Oh, it's a dusty climate.
That sounds pretty uncomfortable.
Look, all I can tell you is this. It works. I don't know the science behind it, but I can tell you it fucking works.
You've tried this?
I've tried numerous times.
Right.
Anytime I meet a Persian woman, mm-hmm. sand right in the eyes. And then she's like, Dios mío. I'm like, oh, she's speaking Arabic. Her language. The language of Iran. As a result of the romantic language.
And after
Arabic.
That, you fuck them.
And yes. Now every time. And we're married.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're papi chulo.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I've been getting into having women's. Do we say that on the show or just
women's clothes? Wearing
women's shampoo.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Is it nice. The smell or the
smells nice, but also the energy?
What is women's shampoo? Nice shampoo.
Garnier Fructis.
That's women's.
Yeah.
I've been using women's my whole life. Then
probably that checks out.
I don't use like you wait until now. You only use stuff that was like.
Well, I didn't have hair,
man. Oh, you didn't.
I didn't have hair until now.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm back.
Yeah,
but you still should shampoo your scalp. What do you use? Body wash?
Just soap. It's just skin.
Oh, okay.
Hand soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just start
orange. That orange shit.
Dial.
Yeah. I just start using like face lotion a couple of years ago because my skin was just burning.
Yeah.
I had no idea. My cousin's fiance was like, "Yeah, you have to moisturize your face."
Yeah.
Wow. And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Because you don't have to do any of that shit until you're like fucking 27, and then everything just starts shutting down.
Yeah.
See, when you're black, senility. You don't even. Yeah. Like, there's just like a layer because we're like poisonous, right?
Of course,
we're like poisonous for us. So I just got this layer of like.
Right.
Well, in Africa, the air is made out of oils, essential oils.
Yeah, yeah. It's all olive oil.
Well, there's like coconuts everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where they cook.
It's like a level in Sonic. Yeah. The whole Africa.
Yes, Nick is confusing Africa with the level of Sonic 2. With coconuts.
Greenville zone.
There's coconuts everywhere, and they always let off an odor to keep away raccoons that'll eat the coconuts.
That's facts, bro. Mm-hmm.
I teach fucking at NYU. I picked up a couple other disciplines through osmosis in the teacher's lounge.
That's the best way I used to learn was osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
I literally would take a textbook in the bed with me and be like,
on top of it.
Yeah, a teacher wakes you up, you fall asleep in the textbook. They're like, learning through osmosis? And you're like, the fuck does that mean, faggots? You fucking use a word with me. I'll never learn what that means.
I'm not learning what this word means until Osmosis Jones comes out.
I don't know what that word means, and I refuse to learn it because Refinery 29 told me it's racist for me to watch Osmosis Jones or even know about what it is. I'm not allowed to watch black entertainment.
Oh, fuck, dude. Damn, those Italian cookies got my sweet tooth going.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to, you know.
I have mangoes and peaches.
I just wanted to provide some nice cookies for the boys before the episode.
I close my eyes and I see the container of peanut M&Ms at Costco. Mm. The big one.
The barrel.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one that's like, you know, that they sell at like Hershey Park probably.
Oh, yeah.
Do they make M&Ms? Hershey's?
I don't know.
No. Yeah. Mars.
Is it? Mars. I thought that was the same. Maybe. Same guys.
Nah, Hershey.
I've only been to Hershey's Park once, and it was probably 25 years ago.
Same Reese's. About 8th grade. What's Reese's?
Reese's.
Are they Hershey?
Reese's is definitely Mars? Hershey.
They are.
I remember that from the tour.
And okay.
And the big Reese's bar.
Okay, so Mars and Hershey's must be the two main competing
families. Because when I went to Hershey's Park as a kid, all I wanted was just, I didn't even want to do the rides. I was just obsessed with the Reese's merch. Mm-hmm. I was like, everything, because my whole thing is things that are different sizes. So their shit is all just like a Hershey's Kiss giant coin bank. Mm-hmm. That's a giant Hershey's Kiss. Yeah, and you're like, oh my God.
You like things that are different sizes.
Yes.
My first girlfriend had a phobia of things that were like a big,
too
like,
big.
Like a pencil.
And that's why she dated
like
you.
A pencil that was like 4 feet tall. That was like
or
her
a penis
biggest
that was
nightmare.
3 inches.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say she had different sized titties.
She had large breasts.
My uncle.
That were subsequently reduced.
My uncle.
Okay. Boo.
Yeah, sorry.
Not my wife. Some other guys.
My uncle had a wall clock that was like a watch. It was like a big wristwatch.
Love that. Yeah. I used to love those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That I'm with you.
A big and pencil.
Big pencil's
a big,
cool.
A pencil this big.
That was cool.
Yes.
The south of the border. You ever go to south of the border?
Mm-hmm. I never did.
That, the most racist rest stop in America?
I've never been
there. It's in South Carolina, and they just have a big ass, like a 40-foot, like Speedy Gonzalez-looking this dude. And everything says south of the border.
Respect.
Yeah.
You can't even get a taco.
Wait, like a Mexican mouse?
There's no tacos?
Yeah, it's like a dude. Oh, it's just a like a fat Mexican.
Oh,
like
just
imagine
in
if
a sombrero.
Stav was, had a sombrero on.
He could pass.
I could, dude.
Stav was on the Instagram account, Foo's Gone Wild.
I was on Foo's Gone Wild.
The coast, honestly, that is... The coast. I was so proud when I saw... I was in Tokyo when I saw that. I was like, that is so cool. They think that he's
the coasters that are like big pennies or dimes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Great.
And on, also
monster trucks.
The giant fucking Reese's cup.
Yeah,
that thing.
I don't even know how you
novelty.
Eat that. Do you slice it into pieces?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like pie.
We're gonna get it next year for your birthday. Dude, we're gonna put candles.
Big
in
32.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
For your 32nd, we'll get you a
Adam.
A
are
Reese's.
You 35 yet?
No, I'm not 35.
What are you, 34?
No, I don't like talking about my age.
So 34?
33 and a half.
I'm 33.
33
change. Yeah. Wow. Jamel and I are the same age, right?
Remember when
I'm
we
33
were...
We're
like
both 33.
In a week.
Oh, you had a late birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're the same
no.
graduating
I'm
class.
I'm smarter than you.
He's younger than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's younger, younger than you. Than
you're the
Jamel
oldest.
Jamel is 27. You're old.
Yeah.
I'm a yeah, lot I've of people say
you have to remember that Jamel was born in Africa, so
yeah.
The time zone difference it's
yeah.
the yeah. sun because there's more sun there
uh-huh.
the
sure.
days
no longer.
Yeah. are longer and so there's actually less years. if you think about it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
so
that's
true.
Not how I think Africa
it
works.
It is how Africa works.
We got all the vibranium.
Works.
Yeah. They do have the vibranium.
We got all the vibranium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recently
a vibranium cock ring. Mm-hmm. Dude, imagine a vibranium cock ring.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I didn't see Black Panther. I thought it would be rude to take a ticket away from somebody.
Right.
So I stood outside the theater, and as people were leaving, I said, I'm sorry for everything, but can you tell me just some details about the movie? And what I got out of that mostly was the coconut thing and the thing about time operating Ooh. Differently in sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah.
In a way that makes Jamel younger than you.
Right. Unfortunately, I will say Adam is the type of guy that lives to be 110.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annoying Jewish guy.
A survivor, yeah. some would say.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to be so annoying to your,
like
your child's friends.
Why?
Just coming in, barging
hey
in.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's on the tube?
Yeah.
I think young people will think I'm...
Like,
you know,
hey, Mr.
That's
Breathing.
The problem.
Please call me Adam.
They're going to think I'm cool.
You're going to ask them to call you Adam.
Yeah. You're going to be like a boomer dad.
Uh-huh. I'm going to sit backwards on a chair.
Be like, you guys know about Brian De Palma?
I'm going to say, let's rap.
Like, yeah, we're trying to watch whatever the iteration of TikTok is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be cool because I'm just gonna give them drugs. I'm gonna leave drugs laying around.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna be like nobody talk to me.
Yeah,
and I'll grill. I'll make delicious food and I'll leave them alone.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
That's how you win a child's heart. Well, yeah. a fat child's heart.
Yeah, you're gonna raise your son to be fat.
Well, it's part of my culture. uh-huh. I will be pissed if my son isn't at least chubby.
If he comes out as skinny,
if he, dude, if my kid eats vegetables. I'm going to be fucking
It is
off.
Funny when there's a family and all of them are fat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like, not even one of you is like, I'm just not going to go into the family business.
No, the funniest kind of family is like the Johnny Sack family, where it's a massive wife, one really fat daughter, and one anorexic daughter.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because of the eating. Everyone in the family has an eating disorder.
Anthony Fatsimanzio. Fatsimanzio.
Do white people have people call fats in y'all community?
Oh, yeah. Fats.
Every
fats,
black community
Italians
has a food named Fats.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to check on that.
The jazz men.
Yeah.
The white jazz men. A lot of them are named Fats.
Mm-hmm. Should we stop doing that?
Because of Refinery 29.
Because of Refinery 29.
Right. Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
I will say.
New Refinery 29
black people
post.
Have better nicknames.
No one's allowed to be called fats anymore if you're white. Black people are still allowed to do it.
That's cool.
Because we actually need nicknames.
Well, right. It's also because of the oils in the air.
Yeah.
So it's a different kind of fat.
It's like avocado. It's healthy.
Yeah. Right.
Omega
3.
Omega 3.
It's all the floating, the floating coconuts with eyeballs. So in Africa. Yeah. And you got to jump on
just
them.
Just getting more and more insane.
If they touch you, you lose all your coins.
Yeah. Which would explain the wealth discrepancy.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because Mario never loses his coins. He just keeps them.
Exactly.
No matter what. But Sonic, who's black, if he gets hit even for a second, all his coins are gone.
Yeah, Mario running around, jumping through fucking pipes, getting eaten by plants and shit.
They're rings, not coins.
Rings. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mario just collects money.
Mario has, and then Sonic has jewelry that he has to pawn off at horrible, He hopes to get a good rate.
Yeah, it's fucked up because, like, Mario's about, like, capitalism.
That's a good one.
Think about it. Mario's like, it's like a capitalist.
Mario gets to go on the fucking little clouds with the fucking coins. You know that part?
I bet those clouds are pissed.
Yeah, I would
imagine
be
being touched.
Some fucking Italian taking
some
all your
Italian.
Coins.
You're just trying to
with his marinara boots all
you
over
can
your
fly.
Top of your fucking clouds.
You're perfect. You're in the sky.
You you're gorgeous.
You're just looking down in Africa, and you're like, look at all those coconuts.
Well, I think the clouds are looking down. What's Mario World?
The clouds have smiley faces on them.
The Mushroom Kingdom.
That's where my dick lives.
Mm-hmm.
Without you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sending money over, like a Bolivian.
I'm sending money back to
boss
the,
card. You buying boss
back
cards?
To the Mushroom Kingdom for my penis.
Just to get. I hope if I raise enough money, I'll get my penis over here someday.
Uh-huh. The Turtle Kingdom represents Israel.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, all the Koopas are Jewish.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The movie Master of Disguise is actually about the Mossad.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey just fucking setting people up.
It's a sequel.
Video recording people having sex with children.
It's a sequel to Munich.
Yeah.
Did we do that joke already about Munich 2, Jeffrey Epstein's Island?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just Daniel Craig being like, we're going to have them have fuck children.
I don't think we did.
For Israel.
I just like the idea of Dana Carvey trying to plant evidence that Ilhan Omar is a pedophile. That's what that movie's about.
She never said she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Where's what's Colt she going to do after politics? It feels like she's not going to be a politician for much longer.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like she doesn't have the career. I mean, she's not going to like sell out in any way.
She
or has she
senator.
Already?
I think she's very courageous.
She's one of the few like good politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, she won her last election.
You got to like play the game at some point, right? Don't you?
Bernie never really did.
I guess
he's the only one. And whoever the fuck Ed Markey is, who I didn't know about until that fucking potato looking new Kennedy. Who the fuck is that asshole, dude? He looks like the Red Skull plus a Kennedy.
That's a cool look.
He's got sunken ass eyes.
So when you say he's a skull,
you can really see his skull.
But he's like a skull that's on fire.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Damn. Where's this guy from? Africa?
Yeah. Joe Kennedy.
Skull.
The third.
I wish I looked like that. I wish I looked like a monster. It's a shame you can't look like a monster.
You could be like that lizard guy from. Didn't you know that guy in Austin?
I did.
There's definitely like people guy. Who think you look like that.
Yeah.
There's definitely a section of America who's like, oh, Nick Mullen? Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if I just look like I just look like a monster.
Nick is holding up a picture of the Red Skull.
Yeah. You should get your nose burned off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about burn victims. They do look like monsters. And that is not a cool look.
It's not a good look.
So you really changed your tune pretty quickly.
I did. I just remembered burn victims. There was a burn victim, like, comedian, and someone described him bombing to me, which is, like, I can't imagine anything worse than that. Because all of the jokes are about how he doesn't have any skin.
Oh, jeez.
Just eating it.
People are like, we can't even muster enough sympathy. Yeah. Just these jokes are this bad.
Just get off stage, man.
Get off stage.
Just stop.
They gotta. They can't give people like new skin. The fuck.
Not they yet. They can.
Once we get stem cells going, then
whatever happened to that? I felt
we
like
can make
South
it
Park
white,
did,
make it Chinese.
Did an episode.
Whatever you want.
South Park did an episode about stem cells like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why the fuck are they? Christopher Reeves was sucking babies and shit.
Yeah.
I think it's because it like maybe it causes some fucked up immune response if you just start injecting stem cells into. Because that's the other thing is like immunotherapy and like gene therapy and shit. Probably in like 100 years it'll like. I mean, you know, it's 100 years. There'll be some wild shit that they can do.
Yeah.
You know.
Damn, we'll be
none
dead.
Of the main things will be fixed. Your dick will still be small
that's
and
so
broken. And doesn't work.
Yeah,
they gotta fix dicks quick. I need it quick. They got like 10 years.
Let's get that shit going in the pipeline.
What do I gotta do to get that front loaded?
How can we? Yeah,
because I don't have much. I'm already feeling like I'm getting tired of having sex, and I'm ready to just get fat as shit and die.
Yeah,
I got like 10 more years where I actively want pussy.
Yeah.
So we got about 6 to really fix this.
Yeah, you got to ride out those last 4 years.
Let's solve that
into
problem.
The sunset.
The greatest. We're going to start a new Nobel.
For dick stuff.
Yeah, the K-N-O-B.
The Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Goddamn. I wish, dude. There should be one rich guy. What the fuck is Jeff Bezos doing?
Elon Musk could do it.
That's true.
Have you seen his? Have you seen pictures of Elon Musk?
I will
Musk
say
from
that's
10
the
years
only
ago?
Thing I respect is how good bald. His plugs are.
I mean, it's insane.
His plugs are next level.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane.
That picture at the PayPal offices, he looks like shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more than like 10 years ago.
They changed the shape of his head too.
I know.
It's 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's like 20 years.
That's 1999. Wild. 21 years.
You
ago.
You know who did this? A similar thing was Jeremy Piven.
Mm-hmm. If you his see hair him, looks like shit in person.
In the though. Larry Sanders show, he looked older than he probably looks now.
Nah, I mean, he came to the stand, and my man, God damn, it's so funny. He was trying to do stand up.
Mm-hmm. The Piv?
Yeah, the Piv.
Well, yeah, you know, like, you get me too. That's the next step.
He
start
literally had jokes
career.
About, like, guess I have to do this because I'm a rapist.
Yep. I mean, writes itself.
Man, when you say it like that,
that is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Writes itself.
Solid bit. Yeah, he got like a bunch of drunk blonde bitches to come in for his part only. He did Fat Tuesdays. He popped in on Fat Tuesdays.
Pivs,
the Piv was on Fat Tuesdays. But his hair looks kind of bad IRL. Unlike mine, it just looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
I actually have no respect for men with plugs.
You kind of have spiky hair right now.
What's that?
Yeah, you look like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, your hair is spiking. You should get bleached tips.
You came in. I said, "What is that? A young Bart Simpson?
Bart Simpson over here?
What the hell is
this? Who the hell is this? Is this fucking Bart Simpson over here? Oh my god!
Am I looking at a young Joe Kennedy? Bart Simpson?
Oh my god! Is this fucking Bart Simpson over here?
It's like Bart Simpson and Joe Kennedy had a baby.
Oh wow!
What did Joe Kennedy, the guy who was in the mafia, look like?
The grandpa?
Yeah.
Or the great grandpa? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that the Irishman?
Probably Irish. Yeah.
Is that the Irishman?
The guy they talked about in the Irishman.
He is the Irishman.
It's crazy. We all watched the Irishman before lockdown. Isn't that hard to believe? The perfect lockdown movie. If you need to spend 37 hours watching something.
That would have knocked out half a lockdown.
Yeah.
If we had that fresh.
God.
What's going on with I don't understand what.
I don't either.
Especially in New York, where Cuomo is still having his like stupid fucking meetings every day. There's 9 people that live in New York City.
Yeah. Apparently,
they're all at
we're
brunch.
Doing great.
They're all out at brunch.
Yeah.
It's like even like now the rest of the country's going hard with like the protests again because of the murder or the shooting. Nothing in New York.
I'm sure there's some no, stuff I think there's happening. Stuff
absolutely nothing.
There is.
I checked. I went around and I said, I'm here with Refinery 29.
Yeah.
Can I hold up this Crest White Strip results chart to your skin mm-hmm. to make sure that you're allowed to answer these questions?
Right.
Okay, thank you. are you enraged? Can I get you anything? Would you like a glass of water?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like $20?
I'll give you $20.
I'm here with Refinery 29. We're giving $20 to black people because of the shooting.
That's smart, dude. That would be a good viral video to make.
Yeah, well, there is a viral video of. I don't even know if it's viral. I found it on YouTube. A guy going around like Compton, giving Jordans to like homeless black people.
Yes, mm-hmm. this is a classic. You've mentioned this one before.
100% sincere.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? I just thought you could get some fresh kicks.
Give those motherfuckers some Kirkland signatures.
You got a Ziploc bag of feces.
Some Court Classics.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Give those motherfuckers some fucking Costco gear.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I basically only see you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
My roommates. I'm hanging out in a small group.
Be finally fully offline.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't delete anything, but like I'm like not checking Instagram. Down. Yeah, I'm not on the phone anymore.
Respect.
Yeah, it finally now fully sucks where there's nothing about it.
There's nothing redeeming.
There's nothing redeeming about being online anymore.
I really only use it for sports news at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the election anymore.
It's the way it should work. I mean, you should check out after you're 30. You should not be a grown man now, which now the cutoff is 30 years old for grown men.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yes. And be online.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe 33.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, that's old woman.
That's old woman. No, that's not old woman.
Spinstress.
That's not old woman. Oh,
fuck.
You're 31.
I just hit my funny bone. God damn it.
I'm about to just get offline and go to a fucking monastery, dude.
I can't, dog. I'm in too deep.
Yeah?
My whole life is just LeBron memes.
You go to a monastery and they're like, okay, but you gotta shave your head. And you're like, no. Nah.
Fuck that. I'm not cutting my hair for nobody. I'm that guy now.
Yeah. You get to the top of the mountain in Tibet and you're like, all right, climb down the mountain.
They're like, we're about to make you Buddha. You just have to shave your head. I'm like, suck my fucking dick, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not losing my hair for nobody.
Y'all got Uber.
I'm
up
not
here?
Even joking. That is my stance.
How long are you gonna let it go?
Bald ponytail, bro.
That's
I'm gonna have a nice bald ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. And then, like I said, when it's over, I'm going Soprano. I'm going Tony Soprano.
My beard's almost long enough to tie it behind my head now.
Respect
from both sides.
It's pretty freaky.
Yeah, I'm gonna go beard ponytail. And then I'm gonna shave my head completely bald and just have a beard ponytail.
It's pretty.
And then go into GameStop and be like, I'd like to pre-order everything. everything that's coming out. Yes, I'd like to place a pre-order for absolutely everything
that's ever coming out. Keep my credit card on file. Just keep this here.
Why don't you go ahead and open it? I'm going to be over here with the Mario Galaxy merchandise talking to the displays. wearing those traditional Japanese sandals with the blocks.
Oh, my God. Wearing cargo shorts, a kimono as a jacket, and those traditional wooden.
Knocking shit over. I can't walk on them.
Clopping around.
Yeah. Having a key ring that's like has 85 keys on it. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
You're a keychain. Anime keychain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, no go, no aware. Taco, you've been into. Like, man, I don't know what the fuck.
Once you put your ID, once your ID is out of your wallet,
on the way in your
Mm-hmm. Ah, Sakimitsu.
Arigato, Sakimitsu.
Yeah, Sakimitsu, Fakaturi.
I just saw a fucking awesome Japanese mafia movie.
Yeah.
Which one?
Fuck, what was it called? It was one word.
Goodfellas.
Goldmember. No.
The Sopranos?
Since I can remember, I wanted to be a wise guy.
Nope. Neither of those.
I wanted to be a wise guy.
Fuck, it was Outrage. You seen Outrage?
No. Casino.
It rock, not, no, yeah. It was called Outrage.
He was the best handicapper in Chinese
Japan? New,
Chinese York.
Well, it's Japanese there's movie.
Japan's feudal biggest New city York? Is China,
I think
York.
It's also the Cleveland Mafia.
Yeah.
Was it the Cleveland Mafia?
In Goodfellas, I think
Chicago.
I think they were in Cleveland. That's where the bosses were in Cleveland. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, wait. Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Casino. Wait, that was Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, no.
Go get your China boxer.
Casino's the
no, no. Goodfellas is New York. Casino is Cleveland.
Cleveland or Pittsburgh or something.
Yeah, it was like the Midwest.
Kansas
mafia.
City.
Yeah. Was it Kansas City?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
That's right, brother.
I don't fucking care, dude.
Yep. Go off.
I don't care about anything.
Oh, bad guy.
Get it spicy.
Yeah.
Fucking bad boy.
I've been reading the Refinery 29 page. And I've got some shit to say to fucking white people. I mean, it's just
that is an awesome type of guy to be. A
well,
guy who
they're real, and
white
it's,
guys are like white people. It's like shut up.
Yeah, it's there's so many of those guys, and it's like it seems like that's the majority of people. Is like people in the last month and a half realizing that race exists.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like I'm getting angry. I'm not going to stay quiet.
It's like
it's like you don't even have pants on.
Yeah,
you're in your living room.
Also, go talk to your father.
Yeah.
Don't make posts on Twitter. Like, no one gives a fuck.
Well, it's also, what's your father going to get? That's the funniest thing, too, is the people that are like, you know, that will do that. I need to talk to my father.
Just it's at like, least talk to a Republican instead of the same people you always talk to constantly.
Yeah.
No one gives. You're not going to, you're just doing it to hopefully get sucked off by a girl with a septum piercing.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing posts like that.
You that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Girl with a big old bone through her nose.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't say where it's from.
Where?
Don't do it.
The Green Hills, Adam. I won't say where it's from. But.
It's like the power play.
Hey, kids. Remember, if you're white, you're not allowed to know who I am. Do not play any Sega games. Do not play Street Fighter. Do not watch Dragon Ball Z. These are
That's
games
real.
From Africa. These are African games. Sonic here with Refinery 29.
Oh, shit.
We invented fucking backgammon. Yeah. Ninja Gaiden.
Mancala.
All that shit. Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of.
Mancala.
Backgammon is some Greek people play the shit.
Backgammon's like Middle Eastern.
I used to play backgammon when I was a wee, when I was very small.
Mm-hmm. I still play.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
When was the last time you played backgammon?
Like last week.
No.
With who?
With my girlfriend.
See, that's how you know he's lying.
Loser.
Because
I
just,
I don't know. It doesn't sound cool to say that. I was playing with
we never played backgammon.
That's not my girlfriend.
His girlfriend's here.
That's not my girlfriend.
His girlfriend, Eric.
That's a girl's name.
I'm here in the apartment.
Eric sounds kind of based up.
It's me, Adam's quote-unquote girlfriend, Eric.
Not,
and I didn't play backgammon.
That's just Nick
Adam's
doing a voice.
Gay. Adam's gay with me, but we didn't play backgammon.
Okay,
there's two of us.
You guys are just making stuff up. That's made up. Eric
We're
and Derek.
Adam's girlfriend, quote unquote. We're two guys.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's comedy gold right there.
That is so true about
no,
you having two
true.
Boyfriends instead
not
of a
true.
Girlfriend.
I don't want you guys to keep. You guys just lie on me and lie on me.
That's another thing Sonic's not saying. You can't say.
Yeah.
You can't say lie on me.
Yeah. Don't let me catch you saying that, guys. Tails is black.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Sonic is literally just a hedgehog.
Sonic does not have a race.
Yeah,
he's a blue hedgehog.
He's a blue hedgehog.
What about Knuckles?
Knuckles
is black.
Nah,
he's a black anime guy.
He's got like dark Dominican vibes.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say Puerto Rican, but yeah.
He's Afro-Latino.
He's not directly black. Yeah.
He's black, but pretend he's like David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretends he's not black.
These are a fucking city.
Yeah. Or he's a black like anime martial arts.
That's what I was saying. Oh, yeah. That's what I mm-hmm. Rewind the tape, everyone.
That's
I said
what
that.
Knuckles is for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely
because he stands like that.
Right. Moves to Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teaches right. himself Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who Knuckles is.
Yeah. Bought a sword.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At the convention center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His first sword is at the convention center. But later on, he can't believe he bought swords from there. He's like, I was such a noob earlier buying swords from the convention center.
I was making myself laugh the other night because I guess they're putting Ghost Dog on Criterion.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's like if there's a, like they add a scene where he goes to GameStop to ask if they have Persona 4, used copy of Persona 4 for PlayStation 2.
What is that fucking game?
I've seen people
play it. It's like,
you're like a doctor. You're like a lawyer?
You don't really fight, though. You just, like, choose.
There's a lawyer video game?
It looks fucking annoying.
I would love to play that.
RPG, bro.
I'd love to role play being a lawyer on the PlayStation.
I thought you'd do that already.
No, that's just in my life.
That's right. Whenever he has to return something.
Lawyer simulator.
I haven't returned anything for a while. I've been clean stock.
How long have you been clean?
3 weeks.
Have I ever told
the story?
I returned the vacuum.
Have I told the story on the podcast about Adam and Guitar Center?
Shut up, bro. It's not even true.
Have I ever told that story?
That's not.
Please tell me.
That story is embellished. No,
I don't think you have.
He embellished.
I haven't heard it.
He embellished this.
Embellish, that's a weird word, because it sounds like relish.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're embellishing a hot dog with more condiments.
Well, yes. So true. That is exactly what you're doing. You're adding ingredients.
Unfortunately for you,
mm-hmm.
that story is real.
No.
How about the one about the Jewish guy at Guitar Center?
Nick made it up.
It's true.
It's not a similar story. It's not true.
A similar event happened at the Atlantic Terminal Best Buy or Guitar Center
mm-hmm.
last year. How about the one about the
Jewish man that wouldn't let the guy from Guitar Center leave?
About the Guitar Center that
haggling.
Had closed 5 minutes ago.
Yep. They hadn't actually closed.
Yep. Yep.
They
that
just
happened.
Stopped. They hadn't. No.
It's
they
real.
Hadn't actually. No, they hadn't. They hadn't actually closed. They just stopped allowing.
Think that one was fake?
No,
nope. It happened.
They stopped allowing new customers.
Have you ever
in.
Wanted to buy a damaged guitar for a discount?
Everyone
what
that
if
was
it wasn't cheap enough.
Everyone that was in the store was still a customer. They just weren't allowing other customers in because they were about to close.
One man found out.
No.
Did you have a coupon on you?
I didn't have a coupon.
What about the guy who asked to take pictures and show his friends as a tactic to further haggle?
I'd been wanting a guitar for a while, and I found out Guitar Center had broken guitars that were up to $600 off.
They weren't broken. There was just damage on the body.
So I used my credit with Lyft that I got by complaining to customer service.
No, I didn't do that.
Take a car over to Guitar Center.
I've never complained to customer service of Lyft specifically.
Oh, man.
Guest starring Jeri Ryan as the slut.
Ooh.
1990s so UPN slut.
One time she liked so a tweet of mine, and it felt
shut
like
shut
she
up. Wanted. Shut the fuck up.
It made me
shut
feel
up.
Like...
Shut up!
It made me...
Shut up!
It made me...
Silence!
Felt like she wanted to fuck me.
She did not! And she doesn't!
Jeri
and she
Ryan,
didn't do that.
She could have.
And it didn't happen.
Gotta say, I'm with Nick right now.
She probably liked
it. She did. She's gonna kill herself.
She probably liked the tweet.
She should kill herself.
And then checked out my media tab and scrolled
no,
to try to find
no
I'm gonna
chance.
Bring a gun to the mall.
No chance.
Jeri Ryan probably, she probably did that though.
No.
Maybe.
No.
What if she did though?
What tweet was it?
I forgot.
No, you didn't.
But I saw Jeri Ryan.
You
liked
100%
it.
Know exactly what tweet it was.
I'm telling you, for
there
a
is
fact.
No way
mm-hmm.
this cherished memory of yours.
She liked the tweet where I said Chelsea Clinton's ugly. No, okay. She didn't. That would have rocked, though.
That would have actually rocked.
Yeah,
somebody cool must have liked that one.
Yeah, I remember there was a time when she guest starred on Sentinel, and I was like, definitely going to be watching that episode of Sentinel.
I know, dude. I loved hornily watching, like, network television.
Yeah, there's
a hot girl on it.
Uh-huh. Dude, life used to be awesome.
I know, dude. God damn.
Yeah, that's the Jessica Alba era.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dark Angel.
Dark Angel.
Oh, yeah. Dark. Right, I jacked off the Dark Angel quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
I could jack off the Idle Hands, but not Dark Angel.
I didn't have access to cable or internet.
I had
internet.
The good cable.
I mean, you could not be hotter than that in the year 1999.
She's so
I mean, you don't even see her tits in that picture.
You don't even see her
She's
tits in
perfect.
That
picture. Which are gigantic.
She was the only one who didn't have the Jennifer Aniston haircut.
That's yeah. right. Which we all know is a trash haircut.
Worst haircut in history.
The Rachel.
Yeah.
You don't like the Rachel?
That shit is trash.
Which now, in old age, she's starting to look like Ernest.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ernest goes back in time to regrow her breasts.
That guy was gay. He sucked cock.
Jim Varney?
He was just a gay
that's
icon.
So cool.
He rocks, yeah. He fucked somebody cool. I don't remember who. It was somebody that you would laugh if you remember if you heard
Marlon
yeah.
Brando.
If you're a dude and you're white and you're bi, that's flames.
Yeah. Richard, that's a good look Richard for y'all. Pryor had sex.
Hey
with
Vern,
Ernest.
I got a big old pair of tits. You want to suck on my tits, Vern? Mm-hmm. Hey Vern, I'm gonna go on a spaceship to get my titties sucked.
Dude, the addition of her character is so because as a child, you know, you don't really think about it, but. The show just had bad ratings, and you're like, all right, add somebody with...
Get someone with fat tits
Let's
on there.
Put a big old pair of cans.
In a
the Latina's not cutting it. They're like, let's go female captain, and it'll be a feminist show. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, guys with beard ponytails were like, no, thank you. We're going to continue masturbating to Dax from Deep Space Nine.
Damn. I have honestly not seen more than three episodes of Star Trek in my life.
Really?
And those are two of them.
Loser!
I've only seen William Shatner once.
I only fuck with Deep Space Nine because of Black
I probably have only seen maybe half of an episode of the original Star Trek.
Yeah, I never
It was on
that.
Late at night.
I watched the movies, but I never watched the show.
I've watched pornography where there's green bitches with their body painted.
It seems that
I've seen more of that than I have seen Star Trek.
Penis wet.
I'm into that style of thing.
Captain's log, Stardate, FUCK. We're out here getting pussy.
Yes.
A mysterious planet that looks like a giant titty.
Sounds awesome.
Is that how he sounds? That's the Twilight Zone.
That's Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Same diff, man.
Imagine a guitar center that had been closed for 5 minutes.
It wasn't closed yet. I was still a customer in the store.
Already known for its deals.
The exit was open. The entrance was closed.
Okay. For one
and
man.
The gate was down, though. The gate was partially down. Yeah.
They weren't letting new
people
in.
Was the gate partially down?
I was still a customer.
Can you answer that question, Adam? Yeah.
The gate on the entrance was down.
Disconnected his joints like a snake to slither under the gate to get a last-minute deal in a place known as the Twilight Zone.
Do-do-do-do, my dick is small, my dick is small, my dick is small.
That's just the Jewish Twilight Zone is what they, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good show.
Yeah. If it was the Twilight Zone, but
Jewish. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Can you live off expired food that you find?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Freegans do that. Dumpster divers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They love my brother that used to shit. Work at Panera, and they would come home sometimes with big ass. Because
Panera,
bags
yeah,
of
Panera
shit.
Is like, it's like, it's fresh baked, you know?
They get rid of that
shit. I used to get Mrs. Fields, you can buy yesterday's cookies for $5.
Respect.
Big old bag.
Respect.
Yeah. Mm.
That's strong.
And then I would just eat cookies all day long.
I love that.
Yeah. You smoking cigarettes, great. Eating cookies. Yeah.
big respect.
Imagine killing yourself slowly with old cookies from
with
Mrs.
Cookies
Fields.
That weren't even that good.
They tasted like shit. And you couldn't taste anything because you smoke a pack and a half a day.
Them. I barely, there was only an era, I only smoked for like 2 years a little bit in college.
Sig?
Like a poser.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I think of myself as a non-smoker, but you add it up and it's like, I guess I've been smoking for like 12 of the last 15 years, 16 years.
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've only taken like breaks from smoking for like brief periods
of
time.
You don't smoke.
Every year I start smoking again at some point.
Yeah. Not that much.
Not that much, but you know.
No.
No, you're all right.
I would say you dabble.
Yeah.
You don't smoke the way Adam is straight.
Yeah.
You mostly don't smoke.
Yeah. That's true.
But every once in a while, when you're feeling like a little fucking slut.
You're saying every once in a while, I fuck a woman?
Mm-hmm. No.
Other way.
I'm showing you respect and saying you're only a little gay.
Oh, thank
you. We should go to Hershey Park. I feel like we should do that this week.
Mm-hmm. This week?
Yeah. After this ends, we should drive down to Hershey Park.
Fuck it, dude. I'm down.
Yeah. I'm trying. You know what? Because I thought about it and it's like,
yeah,
I'm a grown man. I got all the money in the world.
That's right.
I'm going to go get that giant thing.
Whatever it is.
Give me the wrongest size thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, sir, what are you talking about?
We don't know what you mean.
Find the thing that is the wrongest.
A big.
It's either big or small, but it's the furthest from the size it's supposed mm-hmm. to be.
Probably big.
And they're like, what kind of question is that? I'm like, it makes sense in my head. It's almost a perfect question.
Fuck, the size is fucked up.
Fuck the system.
I definitely thought
I was going to lose my virginity.
At Hershey Park?
Yeah, really? I was like 14, and I was just mentally like, I'm going to get some pussy at the park. I'm definitely going to get some pussy at this park.
You didn't have a target acquired.
Yeah,
you
no, just, I like, just was like.
You thought know, you were going to mix
that's
it up.
I've been watching movies all summer, you know what I'm saying? I've been watching Camp Nowhere. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some.
I'm going to go to Hershey Park and get some cheeks off this.
I was just mentally preparing myself.
Did you have condoms with you?
No. I was definitely shooting up the club no matter what.
So. It was just like a class trip?
No, it was just a my folks, man.
You thought you were going to just find a girl, another 14-year-old wandering around ready to give you pussy.
Dude, I did that. Yeah. I did that too. I went to Six Flags when I was 12 and I was like, maybe I'll fuck.
It feels right.
I don't know
bro.
What. Yeah, it's like I'll see a girl and she'll be like, "Oh, you're also 12."
Yeah, she's gonna see me hit the fucking 3-pointer.
Yeah,
and oh, I'm gonna have a basketball. I'm gonna have a North Carolina basketball.
Oh yeah,
I always wanted the North Carolina basketball.
I do fun stuff like go to amusement parks.
Yeah.
So what's up? Do you want to have sex?
Sure.
Check out cum.town for shirts that say, what's up? Do you want to have sex?
That's good.
That's good.
If you actually want shirts that say, can I see your penis with a picture of Scott Stapp from Creed, go to stavi.biz.
Officially licensed by Creed, by the way.
Don't.
That's wrong.
Yes.
What do you mean don't?
It is.
I know it is. That's why I said it.
Creed said yes. So don't tell them about it because they already know.
They already know.
And they're on board.
Mm-hmm. And not only are they on board, but legally, if you do tell, it's you go to jail.
You're a bitch. you go to jail.
You go to jail for trying to sneak. It's being tortious interference in business practices.
That's right. That's exactly what you'll go to jail for.
You're going
to
get felony, Holmes.
And you're going to go to jail for doing that.
Jamel, you got anything you want to mention?
Just that I love y'all.
I love you too.
Love you too, brother.
You know what I'm
saying? Jamel and I are trying to get through 3 seasons of Ballers while he's here.
I don't understand why you're doing that.
This was his idea.
I missed
man.
It, dude. I didn't realize
how many episodes have you seen? Would you say
we watched the whole season. We watched like 14 episodes in 2 days.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
There's a lot of drama going on during the third season. There's a C plot where he's afraid that he doesn't have swimmers in his
cum. The Rock is afraid his cum is has gone stale.
Yeah. There's a lot of cameos. You know.
Do you guys think your cum is good?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Nice.
We've all paid for abos. You know? I gotta piss.
All right, that's the show. See
Thanks
you, folks.
A lot, folks.